coding machine, Lecter.
According to your instructions, I planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new Lecter decoding machine.
All I want is that Lecter.
All?
Are you sure that's all you want?
What are you after? The girl on the Lecter?
Well, obviously it's a threat. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new Lector.
Lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years.
Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Lector could decode their top secret signals.
In any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the Lector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the Lector.
So you had me delivered on a plate. That's brilliant.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Lecter Decoder this fine Monday evening. I'm Haley. I'm going to be your main show host tonight. Jason is a little occupied as he watches the Knicks in Game 1 of Series 2 against the 76ers.
Series 2. I like that. It's like a British sitcom.
Yeah.
Interesting. Haley?
Yes.
I could still do this. Could you press the REM button, please?
Wait.
Strong. Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country like ours are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Creativity of this space. If you did, you'd listen to CJLO 1690 AM, where we respect creativity.
Is rock music back?
Did it ever leave?
Yeah, it was gone.
Well, if it was gone, then certainly back, yeah. But that's old. That's from like 2011 or something. So if you're basing this statement off of that track, then maybe it's not back.
I'm basing it on tonight's episode of Lecture Decoder.
Oh, then yes. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. You just heard Latter Days by Mother Mother from their album The Sticks. Before that, Ace of Wands, our good friends Ace of Wands, with Wanting from their latest album, Future Wave, that just dropped. They're going to be in town June 26th at Turbo House, so check them out.
What is a future wave? Is that like the wave of the future, or is it like how we're going to be saying hello to each other on the streets in 2027?
That's a great question to ask Ace of Wands at their show in June.
Okay.
I do not know. Before that, we heard Unglued by King Tuff from his album Moo. And of course, we opened our show with the Athens Quartet, REM, with Untitled, the last track from Green.
Untitled, Unglued.
Untitled, Unglued.
An unsweet.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
We should put more un songs. I always realize these concepts we should have done like... when we're already in the episode. Last week, our topic was most iconic signage.
Uh-huh.
And boy, did you guys have some thoughts.
They had thoughts?
Yeah. We heard from... sorry, I'm just trying to read the name here.
All right.
We heard from Rhiannon in Saint Laurent, Yield.
I don't blame you for having trouble with that name. But I do blame you people for having trouble with the Yield sign.
People don't yield anymore.
Nobody
yields. Did they ever?
No.
I can't wait for Yield to come back.
Yield needs to come back. Rock is back. Can we bring back Yield?
Please.
Okay. What else we got? Somebody wrote in. Mike from Westchester, New York said, beware of dog is his favorite sign.
Sure.
Likes beware of dog.
That's a classic. I still see that. I don't really know what it means. Like, if I step on the lawn, the dog's going to bite me?
I think... legally speaking, I think they have to give you a chance to like know that there's a dog present.
Legally speaking.
Yeah, if there's no beware of dog and you get bit by a dog, that's on them.
It's like when, like if someone's like a pedophile or like a sex offender, you can say that on the radio. And and they have to, like in The Big Lebowski with Jesus, and he has to go like door to door to let people know, you know? It's like if your dog had a violent episode, you have to put up a beware of dog sign. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you look shocked. I'm going to move on. We heard from Matt in his garage. Sorry, Matt from In the Garage with High Voltage.
Thank you, Matt.
That's a classic sign. Oh, yeah. Important warning.
I prefer the TNT sign.
I'm dynamite.
Mm. And finally, oh, this is one. Somebody wrote in, they said, attention and nos enfants. I don't like this one, by the way.
You don't like watching out for their kids?
I want to say, like, it's just a general, we're watching out for kids. Why is it our kids? We need to watch out for all children. What True. About their children? Are you thinking about their children?
Now I am.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't thinking then.
Okay, next week's topic.
Yeah, next, well, we say this week in our format. We do last week and this week. This okay. week, our All topic right. is best mythical hybrids.
Sure. I can't wait to see what the people write in about.
Yeah, please write in to us with your favorite mythical hybrids at lectordecoder.cjlo@gmail.com. That's lector with a K, like...
Kilimanjaro, the great mountain.
Kilimanjaro. Should we get back to the music?
Back to the music.
Here's Montreal band Malajub on CJLO.
Yeah. Jossa pyysin sinua kahville, siihen kahvilaan, missä on pyöräovi. Portaiden juurella, graniitin varjossa, jännitin. Sasi kerrot jotain ja hymyilet, sanot.
Täytyy mennä tanssitunnille ja minä jään seisomaan lumeen. Täytyy mennä tanssitunnille ja minä jään seisomaan Sasi katsoit minuun ja hymyilit, sanoit, täytyy mennä tanssitunnille ja minä jäin seisomaan lumeen. Täytyy mennä tanssitunnille ja minä jäin seisomaan lumeen. Täytyy mennä tanssitunnille ja minä jäin seisomaan lumeen.
CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO. I don't remember what's happening. Oh, aren't you recapping?
I'll recap. You're listening to Electro Decoder. Jason and Haley are here. The Knickerbockers are up at halftime. Life is good. We just heard Montreal minus 40 by the great Montreal band Malajub from their Trompe L'Oeil album. After that, good heavens help me if I am able to pronounce this.
You can do it.
Ja, Tello Alto by the, I think, Finnish band Ultra Bra from their California album. California with a K, like Electro Decoder.
Oh, true. Very bouncy, very fun.
Hurley?
Hurley?
Isn't that your name?
No.
Okay,
no
sorry.
One's getting my name right anymore.
Big issue these days.
Guys, I called for pizza the other day. I was like, can I get pizza? They're like, yeah, sure. What's your name? I said, Haley. They said, what was that? I said, Haley. They said, okay, what's your order? I gave my order. And they said, okay, just to make sure, it's for Huey, right? Huey?
Yeah, we got there. They only had food for Huey.
I had to be like, I'm Huey.
If you're an Electro Decoder listener, you need to start spelling Haley and Huey. H-A-Y-L-E-Y. It's the only way.
Thank you.
Hurley, Haley, do we have a club of the week this week?
We have another club of the week this week. If you guys missed last week, what are you doing? But if you missed last week, we're not doing like school clubs anymore. It's summer. So we're doing clubs. We're doing like nightclubs from Concordia's club network.
Sure.
Club of the week this week is Club Renegade. Are you a rebel, a radical, an outlaw?
You know,
a bleep disturber who marches to the beat of their own drum and gives zero flux. I said flux, F-L-U-X. Then look no further than Renegade. The club for Concordia's greatest revolutionaries. This club has no bouncers, no last call, and no rules. Anything goes. Slip and slides? Yes. Giant game of Twister? Yes. Spaghetti straps made of actual spaghetti? Why not? Because you're a trendsetter, a groundbreaker, and the only rule book you play by is your own. Well, that and the rule that Renegade by Styx will be the only song played every day. So come on over and let your freak flag fly at Club Renegade, located at 6574 Mackay Street.
Renegade by Styx. It's a classic.
It is a classic.
A classic you will not hear tonight on Lector Decoder.
Unfortunately, not.
You got to go to the Renegade Club.
Maybe we can make it like our hit sometime.
More music?
Yeah, more music. This one is by Carqua, Québécois band. It's called Moi Léger.
Y'avait l'hiver, y'avait le froid qui me tuait. Mais là, c'est plus important. Y'avait le temps, y'avait les âges qui défilaient. Mais là, je m'en fous vraiment. C'est un passage obligé, un long couloir à creuser entre moi et moi léger. C'est une chanson de lumière, l'étape après la misère, l'émotion d'un courant d'air. Y'avait les filles, y'avait le rock qui nous saoulait, mais là c'est plus important. Y'avait les routes, y'avait les trous que l'on grugeait, mais c'est de moins en moins pesant.
first man.
Was My Old School by Steely Dan from their album Countdown to Ecstasy, known for having the greatest gulf between the quality of its music and the quality of its album cover. How ugly is that cover?
What? No, I like the
You like it?
I like it.
What is it depicting?
Listen, it's no Pretzel Logic. It's no Can't Buy a Thrill as far as album art goes, but it's cool. It's interesting. It's weird.
It's weird.
The great Skunk Baxter playing all over that track. Any major dude will tell you that Skunk Baxter is one of the greatest guitarists of all time.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, right before that was Moi Léger by Carqua.
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 Carqua. Okay, listen. You guys know usually I do a... I recap this week in sitcom history at this point in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I've been working hard. I've been watching a lot of basketball. I didn't have time to look up what aired this week in sitcom history. So I got three topics I just want to bring up. I want to float them out there. I want to see what you people have to say, what you people have to think about them. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting on my soapbox.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I heard on In the Garage, and if you're not listening to In the Garage at 8 p.m., what are you even doing?
Matt's show is so good.
It's so good.
His taste is impeccable. His hockey analysis, unmatched.
He had a great tribute to the Montreal Canadiens today on his show. And of course, the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Knicks, their fates are intertwined. So I'm rooting for them.
Yeah,
he's rooting for the Knicks, I assume. Okay, so he talked about the Star Wars movies. I got to weigh in on this. He said there's two good Star Wars movies. I said, Matt's a knower. He's about to tell me the two good Star Wars movies. And then he goes, A New Hope, yeah, it's okay. What? Huh? What? A New Hope is like one of the best movies ever.
Yeah, it's so good. And he's wrong about that.
And the other good Star Wars movie is The Last Jedi.
Look, I haven't seen any of the sequel movies, so I can't really weigh in on that. I will say that after having once thought Empire Strikes Back was so good, I've cooled on it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I've only seen Return of the Jedi once, but I liked it a lot. So I think the people that really hate that movie are kind of haters. I get what they're saying, but I like the little Ewoks. And I like seeing Luke in like full Jedi form doing like backflips and crap, you know?
Haley's going, it's Haley's rant now.
I'm just agreeing, I'm sorry.
Look, Cloud City stuff, it's a little soft, that's all.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say is, I've been thinking about this, Ziggy Stardust concept album by David Bowie, you heard that thing?
I've heard it many times.
What's going on there? First, for years, I've been thinking Weird and Gilly were the Spiders from Mars. Now I'm listening to it, it goes, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars.
He was jamming for a lot of people. Maybe he was like trying out different groups to see like what fits.
Yeah. Who are Weird and Gilly? Who are they?
I don't know who they are.
Who is Lady Stardust?
And where they come from? Maybe they're not from Mars. Maybe they're Earthlings.
Is Lady Stardust a Martian? Does she just have the Stardust surname? What's going on there?
It's confusing.
And he shows up on Earth with a 5-year warning of doom, and then he burns out as a rock star in like 6 months.
Yeah.
What happened?
And where is Suffragette City?
last thing I want to say, last topic for the night is, I didn't get to do a This Week in Sitcom History, but I do want to propose something for sitcoms. So I was watching a Modern Family this week. You seen that show?
I've seen it.
I started crying. It was a very emotional episode.
It's a good show.
And it's not right. I don't want to be moved when I'm watching a sitcom. I want a sitcom to make me laugh, make me chuckle, and make me consider the foibles of everyday life. So, for these emotional episodes of sitcoms, I think they should put like a trigger warning at the beginning. Like,
oh, interesting.
You might cry by the end of this episode.
Do you ever actually listen to those when they have them about, like, you know, explicit content or whatever? You don't just like tune those out automatically?
Well, I do tune them out, but it would be nice to know that's what I'm going to get.
They should make this one less subtle. Like, have like a horn blaring and flashing on the screen. This episode might make you cry.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Exactly.
All right, let's get back to the music. I'm done ranting.
Actually, we're going
to
play a quick little ad, but don't go away, because it's only a minute and 8 seconds, and then we'll be right back to the music on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason.
We're from Lector Decoder,
and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Some powder and pills, but you don't mind the taste of the slow burning waste. Until you feel like trash, you might as well have a gas. Until you feel like trash, you might as well have a blast. Deep down in your heart, well, you know you can't hide. Still, you know what you're running from. Better than I. And when they ask you why, say the joker is wild. And when they ask you why, say the joker is wild. The joker is wild. The joker is wild. The joker is when your skin starts to crawl and your fingers twitch and your veins are screaming for
some kind of fix. Well, they ask you why. You say the Joker's wild. If there was only a way to make you understand that the game that you're playing has gotten out of hand. And when they ask you why, you say the Joker's wild.
Thank you.
Was that some subtle accordion I detected at the end of that track?
Did you? Yeah.
I think so.
You detected that?
Pretty cool, I have to say. Ada Leah, that was Down Under the Van Horn Overpass from her latest album, When I Paint My Masterpiece. Right before that, Joker's Wild by Blue Rodeo from their debut album, Outskirts.
Van Horn Overpass, notably on the outskirts.
That's true.
Kind of an outskirts theme.
It's kind of like we've got like paired themes.
Mm.
The un-theme, the outskirts theme.
Sure. Joke of the day.
It's the joke of the day. Joke of the day. Jason?
Uh-huh.
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet? I do not know.
Because they lack toes.
Okay. Interesting.
Get it?
Wow. Highly relevant joke for Haley, who can't process milk.
That's true. I have been taking Lactaid, and it has been helping.
Next up by 29, let's get back to the music.
Woo!
CJ Low 1690.
Sea of Lettuce.
Take it as it comes. It's hard to wait when you're waiting on someone. And every day might just be the one. Moving forward, wake back to where it was. But I'll keep moving along. Take it day by day.
Nice little track there from Genesis, Silent Sun, from their first album, From Genesis to Revelation. That was Jason's pick, because as always, when I recommend Jason to get into bands that I'm into that he's never really listened to, he gets into very obscure albums by them that I've never heard.
I do start from the beginning. I started from Genesis.
He did start from Genesis.
Yeah.
But eventually he'll get to Revelation. And then there were three.
I got to say, from the first one, probably my favorite biblically themed progressive rock band.
Heck yeah.
Proverbs, Step Down.
Right before that, we played Day by Day from Sea of Lettuce's album, Open Doors.
It's an EP. Extended play.
EP, my bad. Mm-hmm. We have some thank yous. I'd like to say thank you to all of our listeners.
Thank you to CJLO, everybody here.
Thank you, Overpriced Crap.
Sure, pancakes that are prepared for you.
Thank you, Childlike Wonder.
Thank you to whoever took out Greg Shahade on Jeopardy. I did not like his hand gestures.
I did not like his whole vibe. Mm. Thank you, Beavers, for both their dam-making abilities and their juicy, juicy tails.
Mm. Poison Ivy, thank you.
And finally, thank you to the White Horse Whiners. Go team.
Go team.
Woo!
Okay, that's it. That's our show.
That's our show. We're going to go back to watching the Knicks game. I mean, Jason's never stopped watching the Knicks game, but that's, I'm going to join watching the Knicks game. Mm. It seems like they're going to win handedly.
It does seem that
way. I'm not even worried about jinxing it, really.
I will put the Lector Decoder curse on Joel Embiid, just because why not?
Yeah, should we, with the last 20 seconds, remind our listeners that who did we curse last time?
Jonathan Kuminga.
We said we hope Kuminga would continue
his
to suck.
Poor play, yeah.
And he did.
He sucked worse than ever before.
So don't cross us.
We're very powerful.
We're very powerful people.
CJLO 1690.
For Lector Decoder, I'm Haley.
Stay tuned for Past Tense. I'm Jason.
Good night.